Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
I'm thrilled to have as my guest someone I have admired at a distance for years since I read his book, No More Excuses. His name is Sam Silverstein, known worldwide as the Accountability Guy. His mission is to empower people to live accountable lives, transform the way they do business, and to thrive at an extraordinary levels. Sam is a keynote speaker and organizational development consultant. He has been inducted into the Speakers Hall of Fame, and global gurus have named Sam as one of the world's top organizational culture professionals. Sam is the founder of the Accountability Institute, an organization that certifies advisors to work with leaders and organizations to build greater accountability and grow stronger leaders. He is the author of 11 books. This week, Sam will tell us about two small-time leaders in his life. On Tuesday, you'll hear about Sharon Miner, a peer and colleague who asked him hard questions on purpose all the time. On Thursday, you'll hear about Mendel Rosenberg, a Holocaust survivor, a business partner and mentor to Sam, who modeled how to build an unshakable reputation in business and life. I know you'll enjoy hearing Sam's stories about the small-time leaders in his life. Well, Sam, it is so good to meet you. Sam's an introduction from another guest I had. I'm so glad you're here with us today. And how are things in your neck of the woods?
Michael, I tell you what, I live a blessed life. Things are great. I'm just thrilled to be here with you and have the opportunity to get better acquainted and have a conversation.
I always start with thankfulness with everything I do because it opens up doors for blessings. Share with us something you're thankful for today.
I love this, Michael. And I don't want to be cliche, but I think this is important. Certainly it's important for me. And I always start my day off with prayer of gratitude for my wife, Renee. I mean, I would not be where I am. I would not have achieved anything of significance in my life. I would not have the family that I have had it not been for her, what she stands for and the support that she's always given me. And my wife is at the very core of the blessings that I have.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's a blessing from God to have a woman by your side. So a good one. Well, Sam, well, thanks for sharing that. Now, tell us about somebody in your life who did a small thing that changed who you are and how you live today.
Well, a small thing. I don't know if it was a small thing. It might have seemed like a small thing at the time, but, you know, looking back, right, small things turn out. They really are big things. But yep. Several years ago, I'd come out of a program. I was in San Diego, and it was 5 o'clock, and I saw that I had a message. And I listened to the message on my phone, and basically it was someone that said, they stumbled along as they were nervous. You could tell they were nervous. And she said, I just got your book. I just read your book, No More Excuses. I loved it. I've never called the author of a book before, but I felt compelled to call you. And I returned the call. And it took a couple of days to get connected, time difference and all that. But I connected with her, and we had an amazing conversation. Ultimately, she ended up hiring me to come in to speak to her organization. And she ended up bring a group of 20 leaders together in her community to talk about accountability, which is everything I do is around accountability. And she was so into the message that I eventually just ended up hiring Sharon to come to work for me. And she worked for me for 5 years. And over those 5 years, there's so many lessons, but a couple that stick out are, one, she would always ask me in a given situation, are you looking for a way in or are you looking for a way out? And it was just a powerful, piercing question that got me to think about, was I really trying to look to build the relationship, a relationship or end a relationship? Was I looking for a reason why something wouldn't work, or was I really looking for a reason why it would work? And it was just a powerful lesson in that moment. And the other thing, and there's many teachings that she's had in my life, and we remain good friends to this day, but when I'd make a decision, she would ask me a question, and it would be simply this: is that what you really believe? Is that what you really believe? And this went on. It was incessant. It got to the point where, Michael, I mean, I was just like, enough already. You know, it just got on my nerves. But the reality was, I would make a decision, but it might be a week, 2 weeks, 2 months. Mm-hmm. And then I would come off track. And so I wasn't committed to stepping out what I said that I was committed to. And so what she was questioning is whether or not I really believe that. And it was a powerful lesson, because the lesson is we have to know what we believe. We have to know what we believe about ourselves. We have to know what we believe about the people around us. We have to know what we believe about the opportunities that are set before us. We have to know what we believe about all those things, because our actions are always going to follow our beliefs. And if we're not steadfast and we don't have understanding of what we truly believe in our life, then what happens is our actions are not going to be consistent. If our actions aren't going to be consistent, then how are we going to steadily move towards the achievement of a meaningful goal? So this was a powerful lesson that she taught me, that I am grateful to this day for the fact that she stepped me through that.
Right. Wow. What a great hire.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And this is important, because your whole podcast is about people who have impacted your life. You need to know that for 5 years, almost 5 years, we were at each other's throats. She worked virtually. We literally spent 4 hours a day, every day on the phone, and we argued like cats and dogs. And it was on more than one occasion where she would say to me, "Sam, I can't believe you haven't fired me." And my response was always the same: "Sharon, I can't believe you haven't quit." But we weren't going to do that. And the reason was we believed, and here's the point, we believed that we were together for a reason, because the circumstances that brought us together were so unusual and so unexplainable that we just knew that we were together for a reason, and we were going to step that out.
Yeah.
And it was the best decision I ever made. And I'm grateful for her to this day. We talk regularly. She just has had a tremendous impact on me.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. You said you had knockdown dragouts about every day with her as you struggle through things to get to the truth. I'm sure that's what you guys were after.
Yes.
Can you remember a particular event or particular story with her that kind of stands out in your mind that just kind of solidifies a lot of this that we're talking about with what she did for you?
Well, early on in the relationship, she set up a meeting. You know, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, and she lives in Amarillo, Texas. Okay, so right away, how does someone from St. Louis get connected to someone from Amarillo? She set up a meeting at my request with the president of a bank in Amarillo, and he had been at this discussion, this accountability roundtable that she put together in Amarillo, where I was speaking to leaders not only from the business community, but the not-for-profit, education, healthcare, and the public sector. And we talk about building accountability in their organizations. We talk about building accountability in their community. And I met this banker, and I asked her if she could set up a meeting, and she did set up this meeting. Long story short, the banker, who had a copy of my book, No More Excuses, said, "I loved your book. A lot of people have thought there should be a book written about this little bank. Would you consider writing the book?" Now, I have to tell you, in that moment, I'm thinking, a book about a bank. How boring is that? I mean, there's only two things you do at a bank. You put money in and you take money out. And that's it. Of course, some of us do that in disproportionate measures, but that's a discussion for another day. I put together a proposal for this banker, and it was an expensive proposal to write the book, and everything that we were going to charge for writing it, for getting it published, for managing the process, for marketing it, and the whole thing. And he said, "Sam, I just can't take this proposal to my board of directors." And so it kind of died in the water. And we kept the conversation back and forth. But about 6 months later, I was on the phone with Sharon. And I went through this whole thing, and I said, "You know, I really wish I could have gotten together with Pat and written the book, because I really think there was something special there." And there was something special there. And she stopped and she paused and she said, "Sam, I just want you to know, you were meant to write this book. If you don't write this book, you will regret it the rest of your life. I mean, she was very much in my face with the way she presented it. And in that moment, I thought for a second, there was silence. And then I said, I have to go. And I hung up the phone on her. Very abruptly, not rude, but I said, I've got to go. And I hung up. That was it. Didn't explain it, nothing. And I got off the phone and I called Pat and I said, are you still interested in that book? And he says, yes, but can't do what you proposed. I said, forget the proposal. I'll write the book. You don't have to commit to buying any books. You don't have to commit to any resources. I've been published before. I'll be able to get it published. We'll figure it out as you go. I believe that a door opened and that I'm supposed to step through it. We were brought together for a reason. I'm going to write this book. And that's exactly what happened. And that book has become the center of almost all of my research in accountability, building accountability in organizations and stepping it out individually has been born out of my relationship with Pat, with the bank, watching what they do, and then looking for it in other people. And it all came back to a conversation where Sharon confronted me and made me see something that I couldn't see myself. And so that was a situation where it just proves that, in my opinion, that the only way we can become our best self is by allowing other people to speak into our life, by listening to them, because they see the potential in us that we may not see ourselves. And we also, to become our best self, need to take the time, make the energy and the effort to speak into other people's lives to help illuminate their potential and lead them to be the very best that they can be.
Sam, thanks so much for telling us about Sharon and the person that stepped into your life and kind of pushed you to do some things and look at yourself in a new way, question what you believe. And well, we'll take those lessons with us and we'll see you on Thursday. Thanks again for your time today.
My pleasure, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.